Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, after buying Prime Phonic in 2021, Apple premiered Apple Music Classical on iPhone at the end of March. Starting today, Android users with an Apple Music subscription can also now tune in to listen to the classics. Apple Music and Apple Music Classical are two distinct apps. While both apps share a similar design, the key difference is in how Apple Music Classical handles metadata. Apple Music Classical shows more in-depth metadata to account for the various different versions, different releases, and more for classical content that's been available for decades. But interestingly, Apple Music Classical for Android has been released before Apple's other platforms like iPad and Mac. Apple Music Classical is also not viewable with CarPlay either. So perhaps now that Apple Music Classical for Android has shipped, the team behind the app can focus on enhancing the iPhone experience or bring dedicated apps to iPad and Mac. But if you're an Android user, you can download Apple Music Classical starting today on the Google Play Store. In other news today, Apple has big plans for the display technology used in upcoming iPhones. According to a new roadmap shared by analyst Ross Young, Apple will increase the screen size of the iPhone 16 Pro lineup next year, while also changing the aspect ratio to make the devices taller and more narrow. According to Young, the iPhone 16 Pro will feature a 6.27-inch display, while the iPhone 16 Pro Max will feature a 6.86 display. So what this means is that the iPhone 16 Pro and iPhone 16 Pro Max will feature larger displays at the cost of making the devices taller and a little bit more narrow. This is in counter to the possibility that Apple would make the devices wider. While these changes will be exclusive to the iPhone 16 Pro, they will trickle down to the rest of the iPhone lineup, starting with the iPhone 17 and iPhone 17 Plus in 2025. Also in 2025, Ross Young predicts that the iPhone 17 and iPhone 17 Plus will also finally adopt ProMotion for up to 120Hz display refresh rate. But as always, it's important to treat rumors like this with some skepticism. While these iPhone displays are clearly things Apple is working on, plans can change based on things like supply chain disruptions, production issues, and more. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Roborock makes some of the best smart vacuum options on the market, and its latest Roborock S7 Max Ultra is your answer to a clean home. It has powerful features for things like no-go zones, hands-free cleaning, an excellent app designed for iPhone, and so much more. The Roborock S7 Max Ultra is available starting this month, and 95 Mac daily listeners can get $280 off by using the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Roborock and the new Roborock S7 Max Ultra for sponsoring 95 Mac Daily. Roborock is your answer to a clean home. Running out today, Apple reportedly has a major change in store for the iPhone 15 when it comes to charging. In addition to the big switch to USB-C, a new rumor claims that the iPhone 15 could also unlock faster wireless charging without limitations. Currently, Apple supports up to 15 watts wireless charging with newer iPhones when used with MagSafe. But for brands without that MagSafe certification, wireless chargers have always been limited to 5 watts to 7.5 watts. This limitation makes wireless charging slower than wired charging, and those speeds are just half of what MagSafe certified accessories can offer. But starting with the iPhone 15 later this year, Apple will reportedly remove that limitation and unlock 15-watt wireless charging for any Qi accessory. This change is likely because Apple is also planning to adopt Qi 2, which is a new standard for wireless charging. This is the evolution of the industry standard wireless charging, and in fact, it's actually built on the foundation of Apple's MagSafe technology. MagSafe uses magnets to properly align magnetic charging coils to ensure the most efficient wireless charging experience, which is something that's also now being adopted by Qi 2. For wireless charger makers, Qi 2 certification will be more cost-effective than MagSafe, which requires accessory makers to receive certification through Apple's Made for iPhone program. In fact, it's been reported that the hardware required for MFI certification costs about $16 per charger. So when you combine all of this together, it should mean that we see an influx of more affordable, MagSafe-enabled wireless chargers starting later this fall, and all of those chargers should be capable of up to 15 watts of charging speed. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.